This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 144.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the one mistake that most people make with the About page on their website. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, ResponseSource. ResponseSource is a media inquiry service that puts journalists who are looking for help with stories in touch with people who want to be featured in the media. So that's people like you. And if you subscribe to ResponseSource, you'll get dozens of emails in your inbox every day from journalists from the likes of the BBC, The Guardian, and Grazia magazine. So there's no need to write press releases or pitches to journalists. You simply reply to the messages in your inbox. Now, using ResponseSource has resulted in some fantastic coverage for the clients that I work with. And one example that comes to mind is Kate Beavis, an expert in vintage style who's recently been featured in the Daily Mail, in Top Sante magazine and the Metro newspaper, simply from replying to a few emails. So if you'd like to find out if ResponseSource could help you to get press coverage for your business and have a free trial of the service, then head over to responsesource.com/Janet Murray. That's responsesource.com/Janet Murray, and I'll also put a link to that in the show notes. And now, on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about a mistake that you might be making on the About page of your website. And it's simply this: making it all about you and not about your customer. Now, you might be thinking at this stage, well, hang on a minute. Isn't this my About page? Shouldn't it be about me and my business? Well, just put yourself in the shoes of your prospective customer for a moment. So when we go out to check a new product or a new service on a website, we generally don't care about the person behind it. All we care about, and particularly when we go for the first or second time, is whether they can help us. So can they help us with the problem that we've got, or can they help us to achieve our desires? We're really, really not interested, certainly initially, in the person behind the product or service. We just want to know if they can help us. But what I see when I look at most people's about pages is either a very, very long monologue and a story of their life and how they came to do what they were doing, or I see a very kind of stiff and formal third-person biography that looks like it should be in a brochure or something, and neither of which really do what you need to do when somebody visits your About page, and particularly when they visit it for the first few times. So what I'm going to do in this episode is walk you through the three essential elements that I think you need to have on your About page. And I'm going to share some examples that will help you to understand why this is important. So the first thing that you need to do when people come to your About page is you need to identify with your customers' challenges or their desires. And the first example I'm going to start with is Melissa Griffin. Now, I interviewed Melissa back in episode 129. She's a Pinterest expert, and her interview was all about how to grow your business through Pinterest. What I love about her About page is that she immediately identifies with the kind of people that she wants to work with. So as I'm reading it, I can decide whether or not I qualify. And she also disqualifies some people as well. So I'm just going to read you the start of her About page. I'll also link to it in the show notes. Whether you just need to add something new to your life, or you straight up can't stand waking up on any morning that doesn't begin with the letter S, you're in the right place. So immediately she establishes that she's pretty interested in working with people who are in a job that they don't like and they want to move out of that. Now you might be thinking, well, hang on a minute, isn't she like excluding loads of potential people who might want to work with her? But if you remember back in episode 142, I talked about why you should stop marketing to everybody. And one of the cleverest things that you can do in your marketing, and one of the most effective things you can do in your marketing, is to be brave enough to niche down and be really clear about who you want to work with. And when you do that, you also need to be really clear about who you don't want to work with. And believe me, when you really, really focus on that, you will see the numbers go up in your business, which is probably the opposite of what you expect, but it really works. So Melissa goes on to say, since you're here right now, something tells me that you're full of an entrepreneurial spirit, a positive mindset, and damn good ideas. But maybe you have no clue what kind of product to create or how to market it. Maybe you need help growing your list and attracting an engaged tribe of raving fans. Maybe you feel isolated. You wish more people could relate to what you're trying to do. Your friends are supportive, but they don't quite get it. So what she's doing is she's including statements that make people think, oh yeah, that's me. That's me. I identify with that. Or maybe they don't, in which case they may click off the about page and they may never come back again. But when you're writing marketing copy, and remember your about page is marketing copy, and when you look at your web stats, most people find that the about page on their website is the most visited one, which is why that's probably where you need to do your best job. But it's really important that people can kind of see themselves in your copy. And I always know that I've hit the right note when I post, and I post a lot of my sample copy in my Facebook group, the Soulful PR Facebook community. So if I've written some marketing copy, I'll often share and say, what do you think? When people start to say, I feel like you wrote that just for me, I feel like I'm getting warm and I feel like I'm getting to the right place. And that's really what you need to do. And of course, if you're writing copy that makes people feel, yes, this is right for me, I feel like you wrote this for me, you're also probably leaving some people cold, but don't worry about that. As I said back in episode 142, you don't need to be marketing to everybody. In fact, it's better not to. So another really good example of an about page that I like is Chris Marr. Now, I interviewed Chris back in episode 51 on how to use live events to promote your brand. And he's got this great page on his website, which is an about page, I guess, but it's called Problems That I Solve. And he says this, here's a list of problems I solve every day. See if you can find yours. Our company needs to have a better online presence, and I don't know where to start with digital marketing. I want our company to embrace social media, but I don't know where to start. I've heard that we should have a blog on our website, but I don't really understand how that will get us customers. We are already blogging, but it doesn't seem to be working. Our company has tried many different things, but we don't know what's working and what isn't. Now, there's a whole list of things, but immediately you can see that he's setting out a list of problems or challenges that people will go, yeah, that's me. No, that totally applies to me or totally applies to my business, which is a very, very savvy thing to do. I've taken slightly a different tack on my own about page. And actually, this sort of picks up on something that Antonia Taylor, so she is a regular listener to the show. And if you are listening, Antonia, hello. But she attended my Soulful Marketing Masterclass last month. And she made a really, really interesting point. I often talk, and I'm guilty of doing this myself, about how all of our marketing copy and our blogs should address people's problems. But Antonia said, actually, isn't it also about addressing people's desires? So it isn't necessarily about being negative and always talking about problems and challenges. It can actually just be about really focusing in on what people want and what they desire. Now, I hadn't actually really realized that I've done this on my about page, but this is essentially what I've done. So mine starts, whether you're looking to attract more customers, raise cash, or just make more people aware of what you do, being featured in places like The Guardian, The Huffington Post, or Psychology's magazine, or landing a spot on BBC Breakfast or Sky News will help you get there quicker. I'd love to teach you how to do this without hiring a PR firm or writing endless press releases. Now, what I've done there is I know that most of the people that I work with say they need help with their PR because it's not just about getting the PR. It's not just about getting featured in The Guardian, Huffington Post, Psychology's. It's about wanting to usually make more money, to get more customers, to maybe get higher paying customers. So I'm trying to really kind of put the benefits out there straight away. So these are the things that you're trying to do in your business, and this is something that can help, and I'd love to help you. And you'll notice in all three examples, we're all talking directly to our prospective customers. We're using you and yours, and we're using I. And I know sometimes, you know, we get taught by our English teachers at school that we shouldn't use I, but you definitely should. And, you know, if you really want to write really effective marketing copy, you need to be almost like you're writing a love letter to an individual. So you've got your target person or your target audience in mind, and you're trying to achieve that kind of copy that will make them think, yep, that applies to me. That's me. I feel like she or I feel like he is talking to me. So the second stage that you need to have on your about page. So once you've really kind of honed in on your customers' challenges or their desires, you need to show how you can help and what qualifies you to help. And this is the bit that people often get the wrong way around. So they'll start by saying, I've got 16 years experience writing and editing for the likes of The Guardian, The Huffington Post. Well, who cares? If somebody's just come to your website for the first time, they've got a problem. In my case, the problem people usually have is that they don't have enough clients or customers, and basically they're looking for ways to promote their business so they can get more clients and make more money. So if I start banging on about how I've worked for The Guardian for 16 years and how amazing I am and all the awards I've won or whatever, well, actually, that's a little bit alienating for your customer. So that's another reason why it's really important to immediately address their desires, their challenges. Then it's about saying, what qualifies you to help? And it's really quite a humble approach. It's not about you boasting about all the awards that you've won, all the experience that you have. And I really advise people at this stage is sometimes to hold off a little bit, because sometimes we can end up adding irrelevant information because it makes us sound more important. So, for example, I've won quite a few journalism awards, but to a small business owner who's looking for help to understand how to promote their business, they don't really care that I was runner-up in the Education Journalist Award of the Year, 3 years running or whatever. They really don't care about that kind of thing. They don't care that I was a finalist in this award or that award. They just want to know how I can help them. So on my About page, once I've addressed my prospective customers' problems or desires, I then say, I've spent the last 16 years writing and editing for national newspapers, including The Guardian, Telegraph, Independent, Times, Sun and Daily Mail. It's important, I think, that I do name drop those titles there, because the people that want to work with me, I think they want your reassurance that I know what I'm doing, that I've got good contacts and that I really, you know, have got the track record that I say I have. And then I say, I've pitched and successfully placed countless stories in the national media. I've commissioned hundreds of stories and turned down many more. So I know a thing or two about what journalists are looking for in a story and, crucially, what they're not. So what I'm focusing on there is just the bits of what I've been doing for the last 16 years that can help my customers. I could talk about many other things that I've done and speaking engagements that I've been invited to, and I've judged for international journalism awards and things like that, but all of that is irrelevant. The only thing that is relevant here, or the only things that are relevant, are the bits that are going to reassure your prospective customer that you're the right person to help them and you have the right experience. So Melissa Griffin, on her About page, she qualifies herself and she basically proves that she has the know-how and the experience to help by saying this. Within 3 years of launching my hobby blog, I was earning $1 million per year through my blog and e-courses. I like to be transparent about money, and you can check out my income reports here. So basically, she says, this has made me a millionaire. We don't really need to know any more than that, but she does very helpfully direct us to her income reports so we can basically see the proof. And I think social proof is really, really important. And when you're thinking about your About page, I know Chris Marr does this really well, having testimonials. It's better for your prospective customers to hear about it from somebody else rather than you. And I was really reminded of this over the last few days, because I'm heading off to Hong Kong and the Philippines for Chris Ducker's Tropical Think Tank event. It's a business mastermind event. And I've been trying to book a tour in Hong Kong for when I get there. And I found myself poring over for ages TripAdvisor recommendations on walking tours that I could go on. And that means far more to me than going on somebody's website and them telling me how brilliant they are. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth, basically, and that these tours are okay. So I think thinking about having testimonials, and this is something actually I think I need to do better on my About page, but having testimonials and having other people say how brilliant you are and having social proof, basically, is much more compelling than you going on about how brilliant you are. So Chris Marr, he has lots of testimonials and lots of social proof about what he does and the results he's helped people to get. But then he also has a lovely section on his when he says, here's why you might not want to work with me. And he says, I'm not like other marketing people that you may have met before. I wear diesel jeans, Converse trainers, check shirts and Johnny Cupcake t-shirts. I have tattoos, listen to shouty music, and I love my new era 5950 caps. I actually have no idea what they are. Oh, and I have a beard. So he injects some personality into it. And he also says, you know, you might not like me. I've got tattoos and a beard. He's basically, Chris is a massive hipster. And he says, you know, you might not like me, I might not be for you. And I think having the confidence to do that on your About page is a really, really good thing to do. And so the third element that you need to have on your About page is you need to give people a next step. So first off, you've addressed their problems or desires. then you've shown how you're the right person or the right business to help them, or your product is the right one to help them. And then you need to give them their next step. So what you don't want on your website anywhere, in fact, is dead ends. So you don't want to just kind of leave people hanging. So when people look at your about page, they like what you're about. They like the idea of your products and services. They want to know what to do next. But when they visit your about page for the first time, they're probably not ready to buy. So immediately saying, buy my e-course is probably not going to be the right thing to do. So what you might want to do is direct them to some free content that you've got, or a free download, or something that keeps that relationship going, keeps the conversation going, but you're not immediately trying to sell to them. So Melissa does this really well. So she says, before I go, I want to invite you to join my email list community. By signing up, it's free. You'll get access to my digital resource library with 20 plus free downloads like worksheets, ebooks, nifty spreadsheet templates, and more. Chris invites you to book a call about attending your first workshop. So he doesn't try and sell you the workshop. He invites you to book a call and find out more about it. On my About page, I have a section that says, here's five ways that I can help you for free. So I've got a blog post that has links to lots of my most popular blog posts on there. I've got some free downloads on there. I point them out that I've got a free blog and a free podcast that they can go to. And then I've got, if you want to go deeper, and then I list my products and services in basically the order of expense. So I start with my book, which is £12. And then I go up to my Done With You PR support service, which is £5,000. So, and the way I kind of couch it is to say, if you want to go deeper, if you want more personalized support, then here are the options for you. So I'm not selling, so I'm offering people some free options to find out more, but if you want to go deeper. And I found that this helps for me with basically tire kickers, as one of my clients, Nikki Hollier, puts it. I love that phrase, tire kickers. But that stops people getting in touch and saying, can I book a phone call with you to talk about the different things that you offer? We can very politely say to people, well, it's all there on my About page. I list all the free options and I also list all the paid options, and the prices are there as well. Because before I had that on my About page, I did find that I got a lot of people email saying, I'd really like to have a chat to you about the different things that you offer, even though it was on my website and could be found on my website. But I found that putting it on my About page really clearly like that, with the prices all listed, and you'll know if you've listened to previous episodes that I am a big fan of putting your prices on your website. So episode 140, I talk about why you should put your prices on your website. And that really does help to deter people who are just going to waste your time. So just to recap then, so a really effective about page should not be about you. Even though it's an about page, it should be about your customer, and they should feel that you're completely concerned with helping them, whether that's through your products or your services. And the three elements I think you need to have in this order. So your first section should identify with your customer's challenges and desires. The second one should explain why you're the right person to help, or why your products are the right products or services to help. And the last section gives people a next step. And I'll link to all the examples that I've used in this episode so that you can check them out for yourself. So as ever, I do love hearing from you. So do drop me a line at janet@janetmurray.co.uk if you have a question or anything else you want to share with me. You can also find me over on Twitter at @Jan_Murray, or you can find me on Instagram at @JanMurrayUK.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.